The following shiur was delivered by Rabbi Aaron David Lebovitz, Rav of Young Israel of Cleveland Heights, and Chavir of Vad HaRabbonim of Cleveland, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
One of the mumim that we find by Bechor, the Mishnah tells us, is Sharaglov Klutais, that the hooves of the Bechor, unlike a regular kosher animal that has split hooves, a frise parsa, if the hoof of the Bechor is kolot, it's like a chamor, it looks like a non-kosher animal, like a donkey, for example, so then it would be a mum. The Torah tells us that this is one of the mumim of a Bechor. So the Gemara brings Rav Papa, who clarifies this further. I'm Rav Papa. Don't say it has to be rounded and also fully together and not split to be a mum. Even if it's rounded and not split, it would still be, and split, it would still be considered a mum. So even though it resembles a kosher animal, a normal animal vis-a-vis the split hooves, but yet still, since it's round and not normal in that way, that itself also would make it a mum. And Rila Ghazi brings here a Taisus that's cited in the Shita Megvesta Tashalei, a Taisus Chitonius. The Taisus Chitonius says that with this Rav Papa we can answer a question that could be asked on the Gemara Vavam Beis. The Gemara Vavam Beis brings Rav Shimon. What happens if an animal is a cult? If an animal is born, a kosher animal, is born from a kosher animal, and unlike normal animals that have split hooves, this animal doesn't have a split hoof. So is it kosher to eat or not? The Rabbanan hold that it's kosher. One can eat it. And Rav Shimon holds it's not kosher. That a kloit is ushered even to a hedget, not only as a korban. So, in fact, the Rishonim, that the chayra, if there's a din, that a kult is a mum for a bechor, and it's therefore not kosher to be a korban. So if you were to tell me that a kloit, like Rishitas Rav Shimon, is ushered even to a hedget, I don't need a special din of kloit to be a mum for a bechor, for a kachim. The very fact that it's usher to eat causes it to be lacking the din of Mashka Yisrael, and therefore it can't be, it's not kosher, and a korban has to be kosher. If a korban is not kosher for Yisrael to eat, that itself is a psul, and it can't be a korban. Parenthetically, there's a well-known Chumash question that how was Hevel able to bring his lambs as a korban if they didn't have a heter to eat meat yet? Chara, you're lacking in the din of Mashka Yisrael. So the Shita says a few answers to this question. The first answer is that according to Rav Papa, that says that for kochim, even if it's split, the hoof is split, but the hoof is rounded, that itself is a mum. So we can say that Rav Shimon is talking about a different kind of cult. In order for an animal to be not kosher, so then the animal has to have not only to be rounded, would also have to be lacking the mefritze parsa, would have to be solid and not be split. And that's where Rav Shimon says that it's not kosher. But if the animal, is born with rounded hooves, but yet it is mefritze parsa, so over there, Rav Shimon will hold that it's kosher, but for kachim, that's the chiddush of kloit for kachim, that it would be pasul. And a second teretz that the Shita brings, in the name of Rabbi Ben Rabbi Chanan, that we could say that let's say it has one hoof that is kolot, and all the other prasos are split. So in that case, Rav Shimon will hold that it's mutter lehedget, that's good enough. And yet, for a korban, even one hoof that's off would be a problem. So come the Achreinim, the Meir Lagazi, the Minchas Chinuch, and they raise the following question on this Taisus Chitonius. It would seem implied from the words of Taisus Chitonius that according to Rav Shimon, let's say all prasaseh are klutos mamish. Let's say you have an animal with four hooves and all these four hooves are looking like the hoof of a chamor. It's round and it's not split. According to both, to Rutzim, would be vaday asura lehedget. So Frank the Achrayim, if you continue to learn the sugya, and Davav and Davzayin before earlier in the Masechta, you'll come out and you'll find that on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, the Gemara says that even according to Reb Shimon, you can circumvent the problem of hooves that are kolot. It seemingly the Gemara is saying if Rosh Shoyv Rubo is Doyma Le'imoy, if the head and most of the animal, it looks like the mother. So you have a cow gives birth to a calf, and the calf has parts of it that are looking like a different animal that's not kosher, like a horse or a donkey or whatever. But most of the head and most of the body do still resemble the mother. So then it would be considered, it would be kosher. It would be a behemoth to her, and you would be allowed to eat it. So, if the whole animal looks like the mother, and just the hooves, which is definitely a minority of the animal, and it's not the head, and just the hooves, the preser, kluta, if the hooves look like a chamor, like a behemoth tmeah, Chayra Shim would agree. So the Reb Shimon's din is that if an animal looks like a non-kosher animal, then it's what it looks like. And Reb Shimon qualifies that if Rosh and Merubai still looks like a kosher animal, that's good enough. So they, Achrayim are understanding that incorporates as well the din of the hooves. So even though the hooves will look like a non-kosher animal, it's good enough if the rest of the animal is kosher. So why are they taking on Reb Shimon this assumption that if the hooves are looking like a Mehmet Tmeah, that's enough. Now going back to the actual Machlekes of the Rabbanan Reb Shimon, the very fascinating Shiloh, if a kosher animal gives birth to a deformed offspring, and the offspring resembles a non-kosher animal, specifically vis-a-vis a cult, that the hooves look like a non-kosher animal. So the Marit in Ur Chaim Simin Nun Aleph, he handles a very interesting lamdasha chakira. If the simanim of the kosher animals, the two simanim malagera and frisei parsa, are those what you would call a simin, that really the animal is kosher because it's a cow. But what defines a min? How do you know that this min, this type of the cows are kosher? We know that cows are kosher because they have split hooves and they're malagera, they chew their cud. That's the raya that it's a kosher species. But those are not a geirim, they're not the siba of it being kosher. Or one can go further and say a different side. One can say that not only are these a raya, just a proof, but they are actually the garmim, they're actually the causes of the animal. An animal that has these simanim, that's a siba, not just a simin, it's actually a siba. And the Marit brings the Shita Sarabanon, that if a kosher animal gives birth to a behemoth tmeah, what appears to be in the appearance of a behemoth tmeah, that is kosher. Marit says that that's a raya, that these simanim are just simanim. And as long as I know that it's from the min, that this animal comes from a kosher mother, that's good enough. A father is a separate child. But as long as I know the animal comes from a kosher parents, so that makes the animal kosher. And I don't need to have the actual simanim. So that's taka true. The shizo of the rabbanon. That's a meridik araya pashtus. But what about what we can ask now? What about Reb Shimon? Reb Shimon, who holds that a kolot is aser, that an animal that's born with a surah of a behemoth tmei is taka not mutter. So what does he hold vis-a-vis the shayla if the simanim are a siba or a simen? So shayla shuvah zerav ram simen yud gimel. Gain Rav Avram Luftvir, the son-in-law of the Or Sameach, proves from Rav Shimon, at least in Rav Shimon's Shita, that the simanim are be'etzem hagormim. The simanim are the causes of the Torah. And he brings a nice rhyme, Naf Yud Amud Aleph. The Rav Shimon says, Av hagomel var nevis. Even the camel and the rabbit do not need machshava or hechsher. For the din of Tumas Eichlin, they don't need machshav or hechsher, like a normal non-kosher animal would need. Hel v'yesh v'hem simanei tara. Since they have at least one simon of tara, their malageira, that gives them a different status, and they don't need machshav or hechsher for tumas eichlin. So you chayra see from there, says Rav Ram Luftvir, that these are not just a simon bi'alma to the min. that these minim of Tahara happen to have these characteristics. There's actually an element of Tahara that's caused by this simen. And therefore, amazingly, even an animal that has only one of these simanim still possesses a higher status of being Tahar. It's closer, in some way has a certain element of kashrus to it, and therefore it's on a higher level, and it would not need machshava or hechsher. That's what Rabbi Lipfer maintains, that in the Shittas Reb Shimon is tesiva. So, my Sefer Eliyala, I had a problem with this Rabbi Lipfer, because the Gemara has Zayin Amud Aleph, Reb Shimon says, as we just brought, that a kalait is permitted as long as it's daima raisha v'ruba lima. If you take the Gemara Zayin Amud Aleph Kafi, it's pashtus, the very same Reb Shimon that Avava Mebe said that a kalait, an animal that its hooves resemble a vehema tamea, one is not allowed to eat it. The Gemara Zayin Amud Aleph says that as long as raisha v'ruba is daima lima, that's good enough. So chur, what do we have? We have even in Shittas Reb Shimon an animal that's missing the requisite simen tahara of mafrisei parsa, and yet Rav Shimon is being matter with the Raisha Verubai. So how could one say that Rav Shimon holds that the simanei tahara are sibais for tahara, and therefore, without that, simen you can't eat it? It's not true. Rav Shimon holds in certain circumstances one could eat it even if you're lacking the simen tahara. Look for his taina, that why then would an arnevis and a gavel be better because they have one simen? So that could be that tumas eichlin is really totally in das bnei adam. How are people machshiv this as eichel? In the eyes of people, an animal with one simen tara has more tara, but not that mitzad the toiret, but etzem is more kosher because it has it or doesn't have it. I mean, one's going to say then according to this that a chazer is really more kosher than a chayz, than a horse, because the chazer has one simon of tara. So, instinctively one doesn't feel that way. It could be, but the Ramayan Pano says that a chazer is called a chazer, based on the medrash, a chazer is called a chazer, which means it returns. Because when Mashiach comes, the chazer will return to being kosher. But the Maisa, still from the Gemara, that if you hold that Reisha Verubah is enough to overcome the problem of kolot, so then you see Rav Shimon allows you to eat an animal even if it's missing the simen tahara. So how could then one say that that's mamash a siba for the kashrus? But Rabbi Yashav over here comes to answer the kasha of the Minchas Chinuch and the Mariel Gazi. And in the Sefer Haaretz over here, he says that really it's two dinim in the shita of Rav Shimon. One din is that you have to have simen tahara. And Mamela, if you talk have a kloit with all four legs, as I said, or an animal that's missing the mafrisei parsa, and it doesn't have that simen at all, as this indicated says chitzonius, so the animal won't be kosher. Because if Shimon Taka holds that you need the simen of Tara, there's a din kloit, which is no good. And that's what the Yerushalayim are taking on. But there's another din. If an animal is born with a tsura of a behemoth tmeya, if the whole animal looks like a behemoth tmeya, even if perhaps it has certain simanei tara, maybe perhaps the legs are kolot, but if the animal looks like behema tamea, that would be another type of a problem that it would be considered tamei, wouldn't be kosher. It's not just the din in the simanim, it's also din the whole tzura of the animal. So the Gemara Zayin Amud Aleph is not talking about a kolot. If an animal would be a full-fledged kolot, and it would not have any split hooves at all, so that even if it's that animal would still be considered a non-kosher animal. Even if every other part of the animal looks kosher, but if it's missing the simen of Rizei Parsa, then it wouldn't be considered kosher. So what's the Gemara Zayin Amud Aleph saying? That you have an animal that does have mafrisei parsa, but in every other way it's a gummel that's nailed from a para. So there, Rav Shimon will also hold it's no good. But if it has at least Reisha Verubai, that would be sufficient to overcome that chisaron. So according to Rav Yashar Tzal, so also Rav Ram Lutfer also is for Emford, because he was once to say in Rav Shimon that the din of Kleit is a Siba. So, and we asked Akasha then, if so, why would he be matter if Reisha Verubai is Daima, if the animal is a Kleit? The answer is no. according to the way Rav is learning, and really a raya from the Tosfos Chitzonis, you see from the Rishonim that Rav Shimon holds that din of cult stands by itself. That mum, that inyan that it's a cult, that's a din b'fnei atzmai. That has to be daima le'imai. When it comes to other inyanim though, for mumim, for kachim, so then you could clear mum as far as cult's concerned. But when it comes to Gemara's item at Aleph, that's talking about that a separate problem, that it doesn't look like a kosher animal. For that, it's good enough to have Roshoi for Rubo. There's a Yad Eliyo that's brought down in the Pische Truva, Yoridea Simon Ayin Tes. Yalayo talks about such a case where a kosher animal gives birth to an animal that looks like a tamea, and Maisa we paskin it's Aser Bechila. So he wants to declare, is it Nechsheves in every way like the mother? For example, let's say the other way around. You have a behema tamea that gives birth like a min tahira. We have a case that goes fakert. A behemoth tamea gives birth to a tahira, and we don't, that even the chavim agree that you go with the mother, and it's aser ba'achila. Is it nechshavas the chol mili ke'imo? Is it considered entirely like the mother? For example, like a chamor that gives birth to something that looks like a shore. Do you say that it's totally a chamor for every single din? Or do you say that really, it's a behemoth tahira, and it has to manei tahira, and that's garam a shame of a behemoth Torah, but the Torah answered it, also didn't yaitse. An afkamina would be that, let's say, if you shecht it, would the shechita be metaret from an avela? Because it has the maestah, a Torah's behemoth tahira. Or let's say, is there kares on the chalef? And that would be another nafkamina in the shayla of the maritz, the chara. If you say that the simanim are the siba of tahira, so then it would come out that since this animal is born, even though it's from a non-kosher animal, it would be a kosher animal. And if you say that it's just a simin, so then it would, the bottom line is it came from a mother. That's not kosher. So since the Marit learns in the Rabbanon, who we paskin, that it's just a simin, so then l'cha'ira, it would come out that you'd have to treat it like, even though it looks like a behematara, you'd have to come out that it's to be treated in all ways as a behema temea. Another just my welcome for this inyan is to look at Mishnah Siyavitz Yerodea Simen Vav and the Stipler Simen Dalet.
The Daf Yoimi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.